Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for an update on all things independence. We have Lisa Wilson joining us in studio. Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. So hard to believe we're rolling on into July. We got Independence Day weekend on the way. It's a big time.
I know. We've got lots of fun things planned for America 250. What are you guys doing in Coffeyville?
We'll do a summer celebration, but that will be on the 11th.
That's right. And then so you'll weave your 250th into that.
Yeah, it's all into that.
That's cool. Cool. Okay. Well, we have lots of things planned, and the first thing I'll let everybody know is that because of the holiday, the city will be closed on Friday, so that means that all of the trash pickup will be moved forward a day. So just make sure that you adjust your schedule when putting out your poly cart. And also that means that if you take your items to the sanitation yard to recycle on the normal first Saturday of the month, because it will be the 4th of July, that will be the July 11th date is the new recycling date. So mark that on your calendar if you recycle glass and plastic and cardboard and all those things. And so let's see. Goodness, we've got to flip to the right page here, James. Goodness. I'll let everybody know I was talking to Sherry off the air. She said it was in the 90s or something for the regular heat, but the heat index is going to be like 103 today. So as a reminder, if you have kids that are home for the summer and you're tired of cranking down the air to keep everybody cool, send them to the aquatic center for an afternoon of swimming. So the aquatic center is open. It's $5 a person, and kids 2 and under are free. And they're open Saturdays through Wednesdays, so that would include today from 1 to 6, and then Thursdays and Fridays for an hour extra, 1 to 7. Entry is half price Monday through Wednesday, so if you want to go from 4 to 6 today, you can get in for $2.50. And then Thursdays and Fridays are $1 a person, which is dollar nights from 5 to 7. So cool activities if you're looking for something to do to beat the heat. Mid-Continent Band will be playing this evening at 8 o'clock in the Hilly Band Shell. And the theme is a tad bit of everything because the guest conductor is Tad Lafferty. So I'm sure it will be a nice evening at the concert. So if you have never been to Mid-Continent Band, you can either sit in the seats that are provided, the bench seats that are permanent seating at the band shell. And the band shell is located over by the carousel on the park oval. And they play every Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock. And so if you want to sit in one of the bench or on one of the bench seats, that's great. Or if you want to bring your own lawn chair, on the upper portion of that band shell seating area, there's plenty of room to pop up your own chairs if you would like to do that and sit maybe a little more casually and comfortably. So that will be on every Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock. And then we'll also be talking about the special concert that will be this Saturday for the 4th of July that they always provide. The community crisis team is raising funds for a new storage facility. And so, as you may or may not know, the community crisis team does amazing work in the area, around the area, for people in need. And they receive many donations, so many donations that they need a large facility to be able to house everything from bedding and sheets and small appliances to furniture and mattresses and the physical beds and couches. So a lot of room is needed, and they're looking to raise money for a large facility to house everything. And the goal is to raise $100,000. And checks can be made payable to the CCT Building Fund and mailed to P.O. Box 1003. And that would be the P.O. Box for Community Crisis Team, which is, I mean, the P.O. Box for Community Foundation for Independence. And then in that memo, you could put the CCT Building Fund. You can also go on CFFI's website and donate to CCT as well. And the director is Abby Emmert, and she offices out of Founders Place at 107 North Penn Avenue. So if you want to swing by and visit with her, you're welcome to do so. And then if you have questions, contact CCT member Chris Moore at 330-4873, and he can answer some questions. This will probably be an ongoing fundraising effort that they're doing until they meet that goal. So I know Independence always comes together. We rally. We're very generous. We're very philanthropic. So I have no doubt that they will meet their fundraising goal, and that in the near future they will have a new facility to house everything. Today, Labette Health is hosting a community blood drive from 10 to 4, and the blood mobile is located in the parking lot of 510 Peter Pan Road. You can donate, and because there is such a need for blood right now, they are dangling carrots in front of us all the time to get us out to donate, and you'll receive a free donor t-shirt and a fun pass package valued at more than $245 while they last. So lots of extra fun activities attached to that that donation. So consider donating blood and helping them reach their goal. To schedule an appointment, you can call 417-227-5006. You need to bring your photo ID, and always, you know, eat well and drink plenty before you show up to donate. This evening is the Chamber's Business After Hours, and it's being hosted by the Independence Housing Authority, and they will be showcasing all of the new homes at the Jefferson Subdivision. And that's located at 500 Catalpa. It's right over by Jefferson School. If you know where that is, off of Mulberry, there's a new housing addition right in there. And there's two cul-de-sacs. We'll be in the Catalpa cul-de-sac. And I believe Independence Housing Director April Nutt will have the keys to all of the homes. She will open them up and be allowing people to come in and really tour the new homes and check them out. As I've said before, I had an opportunity to go inside and see all of them, and they're really, really nice. So I encourage everyone to come out. If you're a chamber member, everyone's welcome to Business After Hours. Most everybody is, because they work for one of our 300 chamber members. So Business After Hours is from 5 to 6 this evening, and that's again at 500 Catalpa. And just invite everybody to come out. Also, I want to let everyone know that today and tomorrow and then next Wednesday will be Niwala musical auditions for Frozen. And so those will take place at Memorial Hall, which is at 410 North Penn Avenue. And I believe you can go to niwala.com to fill out an application for an audition and receive your audition time. So again, that's today, tomorrow, July the 1st, and then next Wednesday, July the 8th at Memorial Hall. The college is hosting a couple of kids' camps this summer, theater camp from 10 to 12 tomorrow, and that's at the William Inge Theater, and then they'll have cheer camp next Wednesday from 11 to 12 at the ICC Fieldhouse. So if you want to sign up, you go to ndcc.edu and you can sign up online, or you can always give them a call and they can give you lots of good information. But again, theater camp will be tomorrow from 10 to 12, so a couple hours, and then cheer camp will be next Wednesday from 11 to 12. And I believe that it's free, so another great summer activity. The VFW always hosts Hamburger Night on the first Wednesday of the month, and this particular Wednesday will be tomorrow, and they are using their proceeds from their hamburger sale and their baked goods auction to help support the Community Crisis Team's Christmas in July event. And so basically, you'll go to the VFW and you'll enjoy hamburgers and fries, and then you'll stick around and they'll auction off all of the desserts and cookies and cakes and pies and everything. And then again, those proceeds will go to support Christmas in July, sponsored by the Community Crisis Team that I just talked about, that's raising money for their new building. And what Christmas in July is all about is providing the kids in our school district a new outfit as they start back to school. You and I both know, James, that it always feels good to look your best. And there are a lot of kids that will start the fall school season sometimes with clothes that they've outgrown, because over the summer months they've had a big growth spurt, and then all of a sudden school starts and it's time to put on your good school clothes and your shoes because you can't wear your flip-flops, and then all of a sudden your feet don't fit in your shoes and your clothes are too tight around your waist or your shirt's too short because these kids have grown. So they work to provide new outfits for kids in need. And so these are the funds that will be put towards that. So thank you to the VFW for selecting CCT to support for the Christmas in July. So skip cooking dinner tomorrow and go have a hamburger at the VFW, 113 East Myrtle Street from 5 to 7. And then, as I mentioned, the Christmas in July program that the Community Crisis Team is sponsoring through the Community Foundation for Independence will let you sign up for families or for kids to sponsor, or you can make a monetary donation. So if you need information about the Christmas in July opportunity, I'm going to have you call this number, 385-240-0432, or this is an easy email address to email, communitycrisisteam0@gmail.com. So you can reach out to them. You can always call the chamber and we'll give you that number, because the cell number I gave is kind of a long one. But communitycrisisteam0@gmail.com. If you want to adopt a family of kids, or if you want to adopt a single child, or if you want to make a monetary donation. Anna Lawless has Farm Bureau Financial Services in Independence, and this Thursday she's hosting a membership appreciation and membership drive from 11 to 2 at 217 West Myrtle. So if you're interested in the membership drive, or you already are a member of Farm Bureau, then stop by and be appreciated. There's going to be food and prizes, giveaways, and lots of games. So it'll be fun to get out and celebrate Anna Lawless's business. Farmers Market, we had some calls yesterday about, will the Farmers Market be open this weekend, because it's the 4th of July, and, you know, potatoes and onions and tomatoes don't know it's a national holiday.
That's
so,
right.
So I'm confident that the vendors will be there, and they will have all of their produce coming out of the garden and available for purchase, as well as artisans will be there. They might even have some. I've been watching. They've been having a lot of patriotic crafts that they've been selling. So anyway, the market will be open, and everyone is welcome. The market is open from 7:30 to 11 every Saturday, and it's in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. That's at Chestnut and 8th Street. And I will let everybody know that if you are a farmers market vendor, we will be having a vendors meeting at City Hall tomorrow at 5:30. So we've been meeting kind of on a monthly, every couple months basis, just making sure that everything's going smoothly at the market. So everyone is invited to come to that meeting if you are a vendor. We were talking at the very beginning about things happening on the 4th of July, and in the morning on the 4th, there will be a celebration for America's 250 on the steps of Memorial Hall with America 250 Lady Liberty Celebration. It's being sponsored, I believe, by the DAR, and you can bring your lawn chairs. They're going to be giving out two quilts of valor to two veterans. They're going to be reading the Declaration of Independence. There's going to be some music being provided, and there's, I believe, going to be some Cracker Jacks and then bottled water given out. So the original intent, I believe, was to do ice cream, but then they felt, first of all, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Second of all, it will be hot. And so they opted for Cracker Jacks, which is all American snacks. So get out and enjoy that at around 10 o'clock. And then you can just, if you show up before that, you can go over to the farmer's market and then come over to this celebration from 10 to 11. So it's just basically right across the street from each other. And then also at 10 o'clock, the Eagle Rock Shredders will host a special America 250 group ride out at the Outlet Channel Picnic Shelter at Elk City State Park. And after it's all over, the riders will enjoy hamburgers and hot dogs starting at 11. And then from 1 to 4:30 in the afternoon, the Science Center will be open at 125 South Penn Avenue for free hands-on Independence Day activities. And this will include making ice cream in a bag, which sounds like a nice way to keep from getting all sticky. And then they'll be launching water rockets. So there's always something fun. Leslie and Ned have fun things planned at the Science Center all the time. So I encourage you to follow their Facebook page and stay in touch with them as well. And then, as I talked about earlier, Midcontinent Band will play tonight, but they will also play at 8 o'clock for a special presentation prior to the showing of the fireworks. So Midcontinent Band will play at 8, and then the annual fireworks celebration, sponsored by the Independence Rotary Club, who champions all of the fundraising for that. Those fireworks will start at 9:30, and we have almost reached our goal. So the goal was $25,000, and I looked at an email this morning, and we're about $500-$600 away from reaching our goal, which is incredible, because it wasn't too much too many weeks ago that I think we had 2 weeks to go and we were halfway there. And so we made great strides. There's a lot of generosity and independence with both individuals and business and industry, and we have all but met our goal. So thank you to everybody who contributed to the special fireworks this year. And then you're going to be there, right?
That's right. From 6 to 8? Starting at 6 o'clock, going until about 8 or maybe a little later. We'll be there reminding everyone, hey, come down to the park and be a part of it.
That's right. So will you be right over there by the band show?
Yeah, that's
area?
Usually where we set up.
Okay.
So, yeah,
all right.
Come out and see us. And it's always just a wonderful atmosphere. Everyone's just kind of doing their thing in the park.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe so I'm always with my family, but many times we try to go to the concert, so
yeah.
I might see you out there.
Very good.
I was at the museum yesterday for a meeting as they're planning for an event coming up in September to honor Bill Curtis, and when it was over, the IMAC Singers, so that's the IMAC is an acronym for Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. They were showing up because they rehearse at 6 o'clock, from 6 o'clock to 7:30 on Monday evenings. And so they were all rolling in and getting ready for choir practice. So just want to let everybody know that if you're interested in joining the IMAC Singers, everyone is welcome. And you don't have to make every practice. You just have to come when you can, be a part of the choir. And then they're practicing all of these Mondays in June and July. So the July Mondays will be 6, 13, 20, and 27. And then on Wednesday, July 29th at 7 o'clock, they will have their performance. So you have plenty of time to still learn all of the songs because there's four more practices. So if you would like to join the choir, just show up at the museum at 123 North 8th Street on Monday evenings from 6 to 7:30. You can always call the museum too at 331-3515, and Jill can give you information about the choir and all of the other events that are happening at the museum. So the Independence Chamber of Commerce Diversity Task Force is championing a film series This is going to be their third movie, and it's actually called Champions. And it's Wednesday, July the 8th. So that's next week at the Public Library at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The movies always show on the second Wednesday of the month, and those will run through, I believe, October. And they've had some really good ones. I'm not able to go because of my work schedule, but it's always fun to watch the trailers because I might want to watch it on my own. And I was looking at the trailer for this one coming up. It's called Champions, and it stars Woody Harrelson. And I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I've seen it before, and it's really good. It's a movie about a former minor league basketball coach, and he gets into a bunch of trouble, and he is ordered by the court to manage a team of players with intellectual disabilities. And while it starts out as somewhat, I think, of a punishment, it becomes his biggest joy. And it's a really heartwarming movie. It's great all the way around. So I encourage everyone, if your schedule allows, to watch the movie Champions at the Public Library next Wednesday, July the 8th at 2 in the afternoon. And then put the second Wednesday of the month on your calendar if that works for future movies. July's first Friday is not this week because everything will be closed for the holiday, including Memorial Hall. And so we have moved it to Friday, July the 10th. It's sponsored by Kansas Workforce One, and it's always held at the Civic Center of Memorial Hall at 410 North Penn Avenue from 7:30 to 9. And this month, we'll have some great speakers. We have Jude Stafford, and he will be speaking about his experiences at Harvard. And so he's a recent Harvard graduate, so we're excited to have him come and share a little bit about his journey. Rhonda Steven is the director at Little House on the Prairie, and she will be there to talk about Carrie Days that is coming up in August, and also another special event that they will be having going on at the same time, and then and possibly talk a bit about the Netflix relaunch of Little House on the Prairie. I think it's scheduled for July the 9th. And then Chase Hunter, who many of us know, he's a mural artist and curator, has been painting all over the community, and he will be there to talk about his most recent projects in Independence. So we're excited to have him. And then July the 10th, so that's next Friday, from 6 to 8 will be All Wheels Night, and Straight Away will be playing that night, so put that on your calendar. And then just a few things as I wrap up July. We have a couple of Bible schools with our chamber members. So First United Methodist Church is having their Bible school Monday, July 13th through Thursday, July 16th from 5:30 to 8. And they have lots of activities planned. So that's an evening Bible school. And then the Hub Church has one Wednesday the 15th through Friday the 17th. And that's from 6 to 8. That's also an evening Bible school. And that's for ages 4 to 12. So check out those. I know that both of those churches have that information on their Facebook page as well. So be sure and check those out for more information. And then I think I'll stop there because we're getting into kind of late July, and I have plenty of time next week to talk about those things. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up about all the activities that we have planned kind of for the next 2 weeks. The Chamber will be having their golf classic, and that's going to be next Saturday. We have 25 teams, and we do have a wait list, and I'm almost, I think I've have one or two teams that I'm not able to accommodate right now, but be sure and get on that wait list if you're wanting to play, because sometimes we have those last minute opportunities. We'd love to have you if you're a chamber member, and then also we'll put you on the list, and hopefully we can get you in next year. So, wonderful. Got a lot going on.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, Lisa, I'll look forward to hopefully seeing you out there at the park on the 4th.
Thank you. I'll be
all
there.
All right. That is our update on All Things Independence with Lisa Wilson here, and straight ahead, we do have Open Line coming up next here on the Mighty 690.